Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Joey pals. Oh, Brian.
Sounds like Hawaiian music almost.
No, it doesn't. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, don't make a pretty woman your wife. Is that Trini Lopez? Hey!
You got one finally.
I got one. I never get them. I got goosebumps. What's the name? Don't make a pretty woman your wife? I got it, Nigel. Hey, Brian, I didn't even need you on that.
You're carrying me.
We're starting our...
Your legs are weak. Your back is
You have
tired.
No idea. Joey, pals, you know this voice. Welcome to the Medicine Chest. 77 weeks.
77 Sunset Strip. 77. Last week, 76 trombones.
Bones.
See, I got a little, you know, music still in me.
MyDOHC.com. Tell us, anyone who's new to the planet, what is your title over at DOHC?
I am the pharmacist to the stars.
That's it. To the stars.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
And?
This week we're trying to get our COVID tent cooled, so I'm the COVID tent cooling guy.
What does that mean?
We have a big tent. We're seeing so many...
You've always had it.
Yeah, well, we took it down. We didn't think we were going to need it, and then we had to put it up again. And we're seeing so many sick people right now that... and we're trying to treat them outside the best we can to separate ill from not ill. So it's 77 weeks in, and...
Starting over. Okay, let's do this like we always do. Welcome to the medicine cabinet. We've got questions from Joey Pals. You better tell us the bad news first.
You got questions. I got answers.
Yeah, I know you do. What's the bad news?
Like a few good men.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth.
You know,
I'm not sure I can.
Well, here let me just... I just want to share with this with you because this week, earlier this week... I actually gave a talk on burnout, professional burnout.
Oh.
And we've never seen such dissatisfaction in the healthcare ranks that we've seen now 77 weeks into this turmoil and pandemic. And I didn't know a whole lot about burnout. I mean, I'd heard about it when I finished my residency back in 1990 or 80, 89. And it was first published back then. But now... You know, every year they do another review on, you know, who's unhappy in the workforce, and the amount of nurses, doctors, pharmacists, respiratory therapists, the housekeepers that are just totally burnt out on the report, you know, reporting.
Yes.
And it's not about job accomplishment. You know, when you start to measure the domains that matter, it is just frustration that it's an endless sea of sick people. That was now in their mind was totally controllable, and now still people doing nothing about it. So
wow.
So I talked to a bunch of people. 62% dissatisfaction and burnout among healthcare workers.
62% healthcare workers. Okay.
62%. So 6 out of 10 say they're fed up, and it's really, you know, we use the Maslach burnout inventory to actually measure that. So there are statistical tools for HHS for testing this in healthcare workers specifically.
HHS.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stands for.
That's for Human Services Survey. This tool was developed specifically for healthcare workers to measure their satisfaction. It's been done for years.
Gosh.
And sadly enough, even my own colleagues, pharmacists, they even ranked higher than oncologists, emergency room physicians, and surgeons.
Than cancer doctors, emergency care, healthcare workers. Wow.
So it's the the type of work, it's lots of factors. It's based on exhaustion.
I'm sorry to hear
so this
that.
Is about exhaustion and depolarization and separation from what you want to do versus what you are doing. And
you know what we'll do? We'll give that subject to DOHC's Kathy Prophet Allison next,
yes.
next
yeah, so,
month. Professional burnout in the healthcare industry.
Right. And so I just wanted to share that because you know, everyone here can do their part. We push it every week. I preach it every week. It's the one thing you can control. You know, I say don't go on the internet and troll for looking for cures, you know, over-the-counter cures, anything you might be able to take. The only thing we know works is vaccines, and we know that they work for a short period of time. We have people coming in for boosters now.
Okay.
And on September 20th, it looks like everyone who's been vaccinated over the last 6 months is going to need a booster. So
that
we're going to see
me.
We're going to see you again. I'm sure we're going to get the green light. And this is, I would call it good news or bad news. You could take it for what it's worth. But the reason why these boosters are being approved by the FDA and CDC is what we're seeing is 99% local hospitalized cases that are turning out poor are unvaccinated.
Yes. 99% of
Hospitalized and ICU cases,
these are unvaccinated.
These are unvaccinated. But we are seeing vaccinated individuals start to get more
breakthrough, they call it.
It used to be mild or asymptomatic infections, but now we're starting to see a little bit more serious type of infection in people that have been fully vaccinated.
Do you attribute that to?
We know there's, since the beginning, we know the vaccine had about a 94-95% efficacy, but for both Moderna and for Pfizer. It's dropped down to about 66% for healthcare workers, frontline healthcare workers, and they've done the work and studies on this. And there's an attrition of the benefit. One, it's constant exposure to the virus. It's a variant of concern. So now we have a Delta virus that has way higher viral loads that are carried. And it's there's a diminution of the you know, the benefit of the vaccine. Now we know around 6 to 8 months. So the booster is going to be the answer for this. And this is going to be the booster like we already know. It's already out, the same shot you got before.
Now, I got my January and then my second shot in February. And at DOHC, are you going to notify me?
Yes.
Or do I just have to be a grown-up and...
Well, once yeah.
8 months?
We're gonna be notifying everyone that was vaccinated with us.
October.
All 55,000 doses that we've given. So we've vaccinated probably nearing 30,000 individuals. You'll all be contacted.
Okay.
And you'll come in. You just bring your card in. If you've been 6 months and you bring your card in, you'll still be able to schedule a date with us, an appointment to get it efficiently. You just show up and we're going to give you the injection. And if you're there for the flu shot, we can do both. Same day, same time, no
same
worries.
Same needle, no.
No, not in the same needle.
Different arms. We're listening to the pharmacist to the stars. You know his voice so well. Dr. Brian Hodgkins, mydohc.com. Phone number we've learned by heart, 969-6555. Start there for any questions. Okay, if you've never been vaccinated, you still start with that number, and you don't have to be a DOHC member.
Anybody can come to our site. You can go to, what's the email?
Myturn.ca.gov.
There you go. And we take walk-ins. You can schedule an appointment. We're vaccinating everyone. So 12 and up. Even though Pfizer is now approved, it's approved for 16 and older, but the EUA allows us to treat down to 12 years old still. And we expect...
Same dose?
We expect within a couple months to go down to 5 years old. So
same dose?
Yeah, it'll be the same dose.
As an adult gets?
Yeah.
Explain that to me. That doesn't seem sensible.
Right now, even though it's approved, doctors could prescribe the vaccines, what we would say off-label. However, because we signed an agreement with the county... Mm-hmm. To follow the EUA and all the other regulations that stipulate how we can give the drug and to who, the vaccine, we still have to follow what's in the package insert and the EUA. So even though it's been studied and is safe in kids five and above, okay. we can't, a seven-year-old couldn't come in and say, my doctor wrote a prescription and we can give it today.
Okay.
Because there may be variations in the dose for kids five and up.
I would think so.
Or even below, two and up. So they might be, instead of 0.3 ml dose, it might be a smaller dose. But the data is out there. They're very effective. We know that they're safe. And so we're still going to be following all the guidelines. We're immunizing boosters for weakened immune systems right now.
Weakened immune systems. Okay. So
September 20th is going to be everybody, whether you have a weakened immune system or not, show up and we'll give you a shot.
Will you give me mine this time? You threatened to before, and you weren't there.
Absolutely, yeah. I can, since you've already gotten two doses, if I could get here fast enough and do the cold chain requirements, I could give you a shot right here.
On the air.
Next week.
Next week, okay. You can bring it to me. We're visiting with Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
Yeah, you'll miss the visual, but yeah, we could easily do that for you.
And we're talking about September 20th. Just to recap a little bit, the bad news is that 99% of the hospitalized cases for COVID are non-vaccinated persons. Is it the Delta variant?
We're thinking 90% of the circulating virus in California is the Delta
90%.
Variant right now, and that's true, nationwide. This is the one that originated in India.
Yes.
So that's what's circulating. My guess would be yes. We're seeing, there's 100 patients right now, as I sit here, in the hospitals right now with COVID. 100.
All the hospitals Valley.
Three hospitals, we got 100 patients. And that's sad because, 3 months ago we had zero. We were almost down.
And of the 100, according to your statistics, 99 of them are unvaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably, there's flux in that. So we know people that have been vaccinated that showed up for other things. And it was an incidental finding that they were positive for COVID. So we know that there are individuals that are being admitted with mild. We have kids, when I say kids, because I'm old. We've got a lot of 20-year-olds in the hospitals right now with COVID on oxygen. It's amazing.
On ventilators?
On supplemental oxygen, not ventilated.
What's the difference?
I could put a nasal cannula on you and turn on the oxygen tank.
Oh.
And that's just it's
oxygen.
External
oxygen.
It's just supplemental. If you get intubated, that's a different ballgame.
Oh,
that's
intubated. Totally, I understand what that is. Yeah. That's a tube down your throat or down your nose.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
No good. Oh, bless your heart. I thought we'd be rid of you by now.
I know. I believe me, I'm like a bad penny. I'd like not to come. I love your company, but we could meet other places and chat over
Crazy Mel's. We're trying to get to Crazy Mel's. Okay, Joey Pals, listen up. In a minute, we're going to go to the treasure chest. And when we come back, we'll open the questions from the Joey Pals in the medicine chest. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.